This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, every Monday, we'd like to lighten things up a little bit, especially in light of everything that's happening in the world. Rick Randall, he's the author of Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. You know, as you say that, I realize I've tried to say it myself as a road trip, the good words book for success, likely to succeed, and it's that succeed word, A to Z, that kind of gets you. But that was really the word that I want to work on today and talk about today is success and what successful means for sure. What you mentioned is absolutely true. What's going on in the world right now is absolutely incredible, and it took a leader to do that. And I'm going to state this right now, love is coming back. And that's the final word I'm going to use today, or the final letter word that I'm going to talk about. But how'd your weekend go? How are things with you, Randy?
We had a phenomenal weekend. I was able to fill up both vehicles, get both of them washed. I hand detailed them. I did the door jams. I did the windows, the mirrors, the glass, and even used tire shine. Filled them up with gas for the week and watched my Spartans win basketball against Indiana and Pistons beat of the Magic, and just watched a bunch of interesting TV. We caught the CBS show last night, Marshals. It's a spinoff of Yellowstone, and a little bit disappointed, but I understand what direction they're going. But it was a nice, calm. We had church services yesterday from 11 to noon here on the radio. And overall, it was a great weekend. But, you know, the thing of it is, your song, Magnificent Monday, talks about exactly that process. You know, everything that happens on Saturday and Sunday, and then getting ready for a magnificent Monday, you know. So, yeah, how was your weekend?
It was good. You know, I'm so excited. I'm just coming off. I was the speaker at the Charlevoix Chamber Awards Banquet. So I've been involved with the chamber for a while, and at one point was the president or the board chairman on the chamber. And again, I say this only because I smile. In a small town, it was one of the coolest experiences ever. I'm so grateful that we moved up to this neighborhood. And in a small town, you get to these positions because you're next. It's like, hey, man, thank goodness you showed up. This guy's been doing it for 2 years. You're now the new president. And he said, I don't even know everybody. They said, oh, you don't worry. You'll meet them. And so that's kind of how that went. But I was so fortunate that I was able to be part of the Rotary and the Lions and the Chamber and Charlevoix. It's just Charlevoix, Point City, East Jordan. We just got the coolest communities, you know, around here. I live in Torch Lake Village. You know, there might be 212 people here on any given day. Not many.
Right.
I don't know if people know where Torch Lake Village is. It's kind of like you drive through it. And you go, well, what was that? You go, well, that's where the lake is, and away you go. But yeah, so today the word I'm choosing is successful. And so I love the word success. But what it means to me is overcoming. And so the word success to me, my best definition is overcoming. And so what I do with words sometimes, and I did that with success today, is that I take the word and then I spell it out. And so success, successful overcoming is my definition there. But then I take the letters and I put a word for each letter. And so success myself, this is a good poem. I'll read this real quick. I know we got a timetable.
Yeah, we got to cut off here. Yeah.
He was obviously successful. You should have seen his car. The older fella sitting next to me started laughing really hard. When he finally stopped laughing, he turned and looked at me. What does success mean to you? I will try and help you see. Success is about overcoming life's challenges along the way. Success is overcoming the obstacles of every day. Success is about life, loving life and dancing on the bus. Success is about every moment, and overcoming is what it does. There you go.
Hold it right there. You did great, buddy. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. More with Rick.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Second segment of our discussion with Rick Randall. He's the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. And Rick had some technical difficulties queuing up the song. We're going to play it at the end of our discussion before we go to the news. So our interview is getting cut short by about a minute and 45 seconds. So I know you're on the clock. I reached over and grabbed your book during the break and just, you know, the God thing. I said, okay, success. Okay, that's R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. I'm thinking then it's going to be like probably, you know, maybe the last 20, 25% of the book. I just flipped it open just by grabbing it. You know, I held it up on its edge and I looked at about a quarter of the back of the book and I grabbed it. What page? 95. I opened right up to page 95. Success.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's great how it works. What does that page have on it for our folks?
Well, success, I went to this. So I start with the word, the letter S. And so that starts with that. The word I pick is seed. So S is seed. And so seed is something that grows into something else. The key word is grows. So a seed transforms into something greater than itself. And here's so important. This is so important. Our life is a garden. Our thoughts, our deeds, and our actions are the seeds. The crop that you'll harvest depends on the seeds that you're planting. What kind of seeds are you planting in the garden of your life? And I go, that's pretty actually pretty easy to answer. Look around and see what is growing. If you want a better crop, you have to plant better seeds. So good words are the best seeds to plant in your garden of success. That's why I wrote the book, is that your bag of words, if it's full of good words, it doesn't matter what words you pick out. If it's the word success, you go, man, grab a bunch of words that explain, define, make that real for you, you know. And so S stands for seed. So seed, we're always planting seeds. And then I love this little poem. I'll read this. I wasn't going to throw this in here. I got a few other letters. But I planted this tiny seed deep in the ground. I went back a few weeks later. You wouldn't believe what I found. I found if I planted seeds of success, the plants that grew were very healthy, much taller than the rest. It is important that you realize that your seeds are up to you. All of us are farmers. Plant good words. Seeds of success is what you do. And so at the chamber thing, when I was talking the other night, I said, you know, you want your life to be a really fun experience. You want your life to be a really good experience. The purpose of my life these days is to make other people's lives better. I did that as a chiropractor for a long time. I have patients from time to time. I had a patient, Rachel, this morning, and she slipped skiing. And so, you know, that's fantastic. But now I do it more with what I write. So my success, S-U-C-C. So U stands for unafraid. So unafraid, I love that word. You go fearless, confident, strong, full of faith. So, you know, when you say you got to be unafraid, you go, well, man, how do I do that? That sometimes you do get afraid. But unafraid is a keystone on the road trip to your success. And then I wrote this, Randy, this is good. When your bag of words has a few good words like think, thoughts, seeds, focus, energy, ambition, passion, motivation, these are all words in the book, resilient, persistence, enthusiasm, and determination, and you believe in yourself and you are confident because you're full of faith, you can be strong and fearless and unafraid. And so when we stay focused on the positive, fear doesn't fit. Unafraid gets easy. Unafraid, absolutely. I love this line right here. Your thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows. And that is so important. You can only think one thought at a time. You know, Randy, if I say red, what pops into your head?
Right? Red.
And you got red, baby. Red. It might not stay there for a long time, but it stays there for a moment. So same with your thoughts that you have that show up in your life experience on a daily basis. You go, man, where'd that thought come from? And I always get a kick out of that. You know, what shows up in your thinking, and if you pay attention to your thinking, which I advocate you should do, then you go, wow, where'd that thought come from? And then you have to assess, you know, how does it make me feel? You know, does it make me feel good? Does it make me feel like I want to do something? Does it inspire, motivate, encourage me? And if it doesn't do those things, then the beautiful thing is that you rewind, you rewrite, and you replay with better seeds. And so that's the unafraid thing, is seeds unafraid. And then you, so let's see, or no, see, I'm going to see now. This is great. So confidence, what a great word that is. You know, I'm going to go talk to third graders. I get to go read my Adventures of Rick and Jack on Wednesday. This is really cool. Max was a patient of mine when he was just a kid. Now he's teaching third grade. I'm so proud of him. I had the greatest respect for teachers and nurses, what they do for people. So I'm going in to read The Adventures of Rick and Jack to 8-year-old kids, which is what the book started as. Jack was an 8-year-old guy. So I can't wait to do that. But my main goal is how do I teach confidence to younger people? You know, how do they believe in themselves? One of the best stories ever by Hans Christian Andersen was The Ugly Duckling, right? And it was all about you know, these kids, and we're all just kids, and, you know, a tooth missing, and, you know, your haircut. My mom gave me a haircut. She didn't know what she was doing. I mean, God bless her. But I'd always look kind of funny afterwards for a couple of days, you know? You're like, okay, Mom, thanks. And but anyways, you're going to grow out of all these things. The best commercial at the halftime show, I think, was the horse, the Budweiser horse and the bald eagle.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
teaching them how to fly.
That is the story, you know. So one of the most important pieces of your success story, believe in yourself, believe in your plan. And so my two C words, confidence leads to can. There are no limits with can. Yes, you can. Of course, you can. Know that you can. And these are fun things. You know, you go to the mirror and you look in the mirror. And I mean, all of us have challenges or opportunities, they say, you know, to giddy up on your day. And so you look in the mirror and you go, yes, you can. Of course, you can. I know I can. You know, you can do it. Be positive. I think you can. So I confidence is knowing that you are a winner. And you will succeed when you believe you can. And then I wrote, build your success with confidence and you will surely succeed. Confidence leads to can. Your success is guaranteed. And then here's another good one. This is self. So S stands for self. So self, you know, who you are. And I'll get to it. There we go. And so, you know, this is funny. My book, I got A through Z, but I didn't put the S's in alphabetical order or the
right.
A's or the B's. So, you know, sometimes a little challenging. But okay, so self, this is the most important challenge to overcome on the journey. Self-confidence, self-image, self-esteem, and self-control. These are all building blocks for success. Self-confidence, believe in yourself. Self-image, when you think about yourself, what's the mental picture that you see when you think about you? Self-esteem, the feeling that you get when you think about you. Self-control, self-discipline, who's in charge of you? Who's making your decisions? Be honest with yourself. Do the right thing. Make good choices. So your self-confidence gets stronger. Your self-image gets clearer and your self-esteem feels good. When you exercise self-control and self-discipline, your actions are in harmony with what you know is right. And so, and then, man, I'll tell you what, the word faith, it is so important that people understand really what that means. And what I love about faith is I'll read the poem first, is we are guarded and guided by this incredible source. Faith is your access to this amazing force. Imagine success in everything that you do. Faith and believe can make your dreams come true. Have faith in your success and follow your plan. There is unlimited energy that is at your command. And I'm telling you, man, the energy that's out there, that's for you, that's available to you. And that's again, Randy, we talked about goals and writing things down. And again, I laughed after last week, you know, when I made the comment, I said, you know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm just like you, which is amusing now because Gavin Newsom tried that same line.
Yeah.
and so I'm hoping my line didn't turn out like his did. Cause I was thinking, you know, I like when it comes to writing goals, you know, you write them down. I do it. But what's interesting is if I miss a day, what's very interesting is what doesn't get done, so to speak. What's more fun is when you write stuff down, whether it's for the day or the week or the month. I get a kick out of this every time I do it because you go back and you look at your list and you go, geez, I forgot all about that. Four things are done already, you know. And so anyways, that's that goal thing. But my U word, so now we're getting close to successful, U up. There's only one way to go. Go up. Go vertical, straight up. When you look up, you go up. That was Zig Ziglar's line. But I love this part. When someone falls down, help them up. When someone's spirit is down, use good words and lift it up. The attitude of the day is helping other people go up. And so the success is a process of trying and learning and getting up and looking up again. You know, we get knocked down with things. You know, I mentioned this some time ago is, you know, you don't fail when you get knocked down. You only fail if you don't get up. You don't drown when you fall in water. You only drown if you stay there, right? So,
right.
Again, it goes back to how you think. And so your words are the key. So that's what the book is all about, is just words in your bag of words that help your life experience be as good as it can be, as fun as it can be, as meaningful as it can be, as purposeful as it can be. So here's, I got a new word. So success requires a positive up attitude. So the new word is uptude. Uptude, I love that word. Positive up attitude, uptude. So turn your uptude up, fire your uptude up, get up, go up, live up. And then my power statement in the book is success is about uptude and up. And so then the final word, the L word, is love. And I think that's another one that is so important for people to just grasp, is what that really means. And so I love this line on love. So it goes like this. The best feeling, love is the best feeling. I mean, gosh, you know, when you're hugging your wife, or when you're hugging somebody and you just feel love, we did that in the coloring book. We called that the best feeling. I think that's pretty apropos. Anyways, esteem, admiration, friendship, brotherhood, goodwill. But here's the line. I love this line. Conditional love is an oxymoron. Unconditional love is redundant, right? Conditional love, that doesn't, it's just not, it's like I say, it's an oxymoron. It doesn't make any sense. Love is all and only love. Love is why we are here. And then I wrote this. It is because of love that we have life and the abundance that goes with it. Love is what makes everything possible. Love in our heart brings out the joy in our lives. Love is the light that guides and protects us. Love is the very essence of life. Love is the fruit of life. The tree of life is dependent on the seeds of love that we are planting. More seeds, more trees, more fruit, more love. Okay, and this is great. It is because of love that we are here to begin with. If you knew that love is where you come from, you would live your life from love. If you live your life from love, you'll love the life you live. And I think, I mean, it's why we are here to begin with. Love is one of the most important things. This is kind of interesting. Say I love you to people. You know, and not everybody's like really comfortable with that. Or, you know, in my family, my own family, I kind of have to convince them. If I say it enough times, eventually they start saying back, you know, and it's kind of weird because, you know, it's not just throwing that out there. It's I love you. I appreciate you. You mean something to me. That was another word in my book, too, was you, Y-O-U, you know, you are important. If you were not important, you would not be here. You matter. You know, Randy, you do, I do what you do all week on the radio show, and what I'm doing on Mondays, and then what I'm going to get to do on Wednesdays, pretty cool, and to go into third graders. And then Erica, she stopped in and got adjusted this summer, and she's a five-year-old teacher, kindergarten teacher. And she's amazing. I mean, could you imagine spending 5 days a week with five-year-old children, and you got 17 or 18 or 22 of them? You know, what a difference does she make in their lives? So I gave her a bunch of bracelets, and I gave her the Good Words School coloring books. And I saw her the other day. She was the Young Business Professional of the Year. So that was her award, I believe. And I said, man, how'd the bracelets go? You know, how did the comic books go? And so I'm going to get to go in her class after Max's class and just say hey and talk to these young kids. But, man, five, that's young. That's Randy, yes, I don't know if you got any five-year-olds in your life. Got any five-year-olds in your life? Or right. Six or seven?
Right, absolutely.
So absolutely kindergarten, amazing. that was a long time ago, man. But I remember that. I was at Cook School. We used to go half days, you know. And oh my gosh, you walked to school, it's a couple blocks away. And, it was such an exciting time. And you didn't realize, you know, you're five and, things happen. That was 1963. That was a significant time in the world. John F. Kennedy spent a long afternoon in Dallas, and, came home from school that day. That was interesting. I came home from that school that day and my mom was crying, and I didn't know why she was crying. You know, I've never seen my mom cry. And you're like, well, Mom, why are you crying? She says, the president's been shot, and I'm afraid he may have been killed.
Just talked about it earlier in the show today. Absolutely.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yep. First time I recollect anything happening, life, world-changing history that we were able to watch on TV. So
that was a big...
Greatly appreciate it. Hey, brother, we got to cut it short.